This is Kara Hart reporting from inside of Union Station in Indianapolis at the 84th National FFA Convention. I'm at an alumni banquet, and with me is Ray Heron, and he is retired from the University of Georgia, and he's been with the Alumni Association for several years, and I was hoping you could talk about the importance of being an alumni for FFA and what that has meant to you.
Well, the strength of our programs has always been a community-based program. I've been in teacher education for over 30 years, and one of the things I always stressed about to my students about teaching agriculture at the local level was that the strength of our programs is always on the local level. And while we've got a very strong national FFA, state, and so forth, our real strength comes from the grassroots. And you can't get any more grassroots than this alumni organization that works with local chapters, works with state associations, and all the way through the national. And so the real strength of our program has been the support we've had all over the years with alumni members, whether they're officially part of our alumni organization or just supporters of ours at the local grassroots level. And we always remain a strong organization. We have been from the very beginning, and getting stronger by the year.
I spoke with a few people kind of going in and out of the little room that we have in there with the reception going on, and they mentioned, you know, this Alumni Association started off very small with limited resources, and now it's really expanded into something quite huge. Like, how have things changed since, you know, you've taken leadership within the alumni organization?
Well, it's been a steady growth over the years, and it's like, I think, all of the FFA program is we've got such a good product to sell. And people are generally very enthusiastic about working with young people. And it's all about that student in the classroom. And once people see what it is we're doing, the scholarships, for example, that the alumni puts together every year from the auction and other fundraising activities, it's just kind of a minor part of what it is we do. But to those students, it's certainly a major part. And once people begin to see what it is that we do and that all of our efforts are aimed toward that that young person coming in high school, it's pretty easy to sell and pretty easy to get the program to where it's growing. And like any other organization when it first began, it was an organization not too many people knew about. Had a lot of support on the national, on the local level. But it wasn't very organized, and so as we started organizing, then people like to gain together and share ideas and so forth what we're doing on the local level. And so it goes from state on up to national, and national was organized to give support to the local affiliates. And we've been through a lot of programs over the years, I think, that have helped the local affiliates and also give us a place to where we can just kind of get together and, as I say, share ideas.
What would you tell someone who was being interested in entering an alumni position, you know, within the FFA?
Well, if they're looking for some good rewards, I can't think of anything that's more rewarding than helping support our students on the local level and, you know, our high school and middle school programs. I think it's very satisfying to see young people that have an opportunity to come to things like Washington Leaders Conference that otherwise wouldn't be able to come into it. And as we say, FFA makes a difference in the lives of young people. And that's certainly what we're all about. And we help do that. And it's very satisfying to do that.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? I haven't asked you about the Alumni Association or FFA in general.
Well, I can sometimes get on my soapbox and talk about FFA in general. I think FFA is a program that is like none other. What it's always been about, I always say, is for people like me. As I grew up on a very small farm and never been out anywhere and done anything until I got in high school and got involved with FFA. And FFA got me out around and showed me that I could do things I never realized I could do. And I think that's what the program's all about. And I think alumni realizes that. And it's all about taking these young people that don't have an opportunity to do things and see abilities and capabilities of young people they don't see in themselves and showing them they can do it.
Thank you again for joining me. It's been great having you with me. And once again, I've been speaking with Ray Heron, retiree from the University of Georgia. And I'm standing inside of Union Station in downtown Indianapolis. This is Kara Hart with the FFA Media Room.